Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, and Rockstar. Live from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino Studios, the next round, presented by Bud Light, is on now.
LT DMV with you, 106 days away from week zero of college football. Jordan Addison is out visiting USC this weekend with an official visit. We'll keep an eye on that. After he went to Texas, he's been throwing with Bryce Young this offseason. NFL schedule out last night. Bills and Rams will kick us off. The Super Bowl champs on a Thursday night. The Rams an early one-point favorite in that one. Buccaneers and the Cowboys get the first Sunday night primetime game. Denver and Seattle get the first Monday night football contest. Baseball, Braves back in action tonight. USFL back in action here in Birmingham tonight. Michigan and Tampa Bay at Protective Stadium at 7. The Stallions in action at 11 a.m. on Sunday at Protective. This hour of the show always brought to you by Champy's World Famous Fried Chicken, Highway 119 in Alabaster. You can't beat Champy's Chicken. Your home for the Mississippi Delta recipe tamales, all the great chicken on a stick, chicken plates, and a lot more. It's champyschicken.com. Stop by this weekend. Say hi to Sterling and the crew at Champy's Chicken, champyschicken.com, Highway 119 in Alabaster.
My bad. Let's talk to our friend Roman Harper, SEC Network, NFL in Alabama. Great with us on the JohnstonRVCenter.com hotline, wearing a fantastic Marvin Martian shirt. What is up, Roman? How are you?
What's up, fellas? Just picked up. I'm trying to get this lighting right in my room.
It looks good.
You're good. Okay. I didn't know from my angle. I didn't have no idea. But just did some kid stuff. Just had my younger two had a half day. Just picked them up. Going to take them to lunch. My older daughter, she had a little some kind of play or whatever, a state fair. So she had the state of Virginia. She was actually dressed up as a pig because I guess ham is shipped from all out of Virginia, all across the United States.
Wow.
I didn't even know that. All right. The Pentagon is actually the largest service building or national building in the United States as well. That's in Virginia. So she taught me a few things. Alexandria is one of the two bigger cities there. I just learned just a little bit, so that was it.
Boy, when you're a parent, you learn that last 2 weeks of school, man. They are looking for crap to do that last 2 weeks of school, aren't they?
I think you're right. And also, I went and met one young man. I said, who's in the state of Alabama? So I went and met him. It was one guy. He had this whole NASA thing get up on. I'm like, oh, I've been there to the Space Center. Know about that one. I said, give me a couple facts about Alabama. He said that the yellowhammer was the official state bird.
Yep.
I didn't know that. And then the other thing, his second fact was, guess what? He said, you know what? The University of Alabama is in the state of Alabama, and they have 18 national championships. I just looked at him and said, roll tie.
Yeah. Wait a second, Roman. Rammer, jammer, it's yellow hammer, give them hell.
I guarantee you've had a yellow hammer at Gillette's.
Yeah. I was like, I didn't know it was a bird. I mean, I've had plenty of yellow hammers to drink. I didn't know it was a bird. That's all I'm saying. I'm just sharing with what you got. You asked what I did today. There it is. All right. All before 12 o'clock. And I had brunch.
So
the
she
wife.
Dressed up
so
as
we're
a,
good.
She dressed up as a ham. You just gave her a Peter Burns mask and told her to go to work? Is that what you did?
You know what? My wife gave her a whole get up. It was good. I would never say that about my boy PB. Never.
Hey, so NFL schedule released last night. And I brought this up with the Rams. They haven't played on Thanksgiving in 46 years. Longest drought for any NFL team not playing on Thanksgiving. Did you ever play on Thanksgiving? And if so, did you like it?
Yeah. I mean, I played on Thanksgiving a couple times. Both times against the Cowboys. It was fun. I mean, it was different. It was one game I won, one game I lost. It stinks. But it's fun just the fact that you get to do something different. You know, anytime you're on national television, everybody in America is tuned in. And it's one of those special moments that you try and, you know, you understand that it's part of being something special. Anytime you're on primetime, it's always fun. Means a little bit more. The practice schedule leading up to it kind of stinks, but you do get a short bye week in the middle of the season that doesn't really count. So it's cool to have it. It's fun. And it's always better when you win them, though. I do know that. It's not a really big deal. And tell your Rams they should have been better. Finally, you win a Super Bowl or do something great, you get to play in primetime games.
Yeah. We make a big deal about the schedule release now. It wasn't always the case. As a player, when they released the schedule the first time, did you run and look at it, or was it not that big a deal to you? 16 games, we're going to be 16 games.
Yeah, it didn't matter. You know, at the end of the day, I knew eight of them were in my own division. That's not getting me excited. It doesn't matter when. If maybe the only thing I would be excited to say is if we get to go to London, which when we got to go, we went for a whole week. That was what's really fun about it. You get to go to a totally different country, a totally different fan base and group of people, and you get to see so many things. So it's fun to see and when those things happen. But other than that, no, the players actually probably do not care about the schedule release. I don't think as a player you do. I still really don't care. But the only thing now is it gets talking heads and figures like us. And I have to say us begrudgingly because I've always tried to stay on as a player. But I'm no longer that. So I'm more of doing what you guys are doing. And the media side is that it gives us something to talk about and to project and to be dead ass wrong when we look up at the end of the year. We're dead wrong about how many who's got wins and losses because we all know in football you're one injury away from being a terrible team.
Roman Harper is with us. He is on the JohnstonRVCenter.com hotline at Harp41 on Twitter, at Harp_41 on Instagram, where you can see all his great fashion. We were discussing this earlier because we showed a video of a prank Pete Carroll pulled on his players where they had this awful schedule. We were just talking about, like, they didn't have a bye week after the Germany trip. They had to play on Thanksgiving, all those things. Like, four straight road games against tough teams.
Play on Christmas.
Yeah, play on Christmas. And Lance pointed out how bad the facility looked in Seattle. Dunaway and I were saying colleges have to they got to invest in facilities, Roman, to get players. You don't have to do that in the NFL. Aren't the college facilities, like top-end college facilities, better than what you got in the NFL?
Yes, they are. It's not even close when it comes to – I mean, not only that, but they have more to work with. You have more acreage. You have more of everything in college. And with the – that was one of the biggest things I stepped into. I went from Alabama, and I went to New Orleans, and immediately I was like, the facility's better in college than it is here. But the players are way better. And I don't – and in the NFL, you don't need all these fancy weight rooms and all that other stuff because you're not recruiting. You're not trying to sell anybody on anything unless you're talking about free agency. But at the end of the day, most players still enjoy to get their own workouts in their own places in the offseason. That's when they mostly put in the most work that they're going to do. And when you get to OTAs and when you get to the mini camps, I am trying to create a type of habit or a regimen where I'm used to doing things on, you know, whether I'm working out on Monday or Tuesday during the week, and then at what days am I getting ready to go to get prepared to play a game on Sunday. That is nice, but I mean, I don't really care about how nice the facility is as much as long as I got sleep tanks and ability to be able to recover in a nice, portable, you know, timely fashion.
So, Hart, we have stumbled across one of our new favorite topics over the last couple of weeks. His name is Will Levis, Kentucky quarterback. After the NFL draft, we saw all these mock drafts, and every mock draft has him in the top 10. One mock draft has him going number one overall. You've watched him play a lot. We think he's a good quarterback. I never in my wildest dreams imagined somebody would have him in the top 10 going in the first round. Your thought on Will Levis?
My thought is I think that's a stretch, but like I've said in many other times is that quarterbacks get drafted way higher than they ever should just because the need and the overall they just can't have enough of them, right? They just continue to just go crazy over quarterbacks in the NFL. They have their most coveted position. It's one of the hardest positions to get. And once you have one, you know, you can win, right? But unless you have a quarterback in the NFL, then you're not always worried about when you're going to be able to get one, a franchise quarterback. And then after that, it kind of everything falls into place. Personally, on the Will Levis as a player, my take on him is that I think he's an athletic guy. He has a strong arm. He does not take care of the football enough for me to actually be able to re-diagnose. I thought he's in a good quarterback-friendly system that actually kind of translates to some of the things that you'd like to see offenses doing in the NFL. Their offensive coordinator came from the Los Angeles Rams, and we all know that if you are underneath the coach of the Los Angeles Rams, you'll be the next anointed one. We all know that, and we've seen that from the coaching trees that have surely been built in a short time for Coach Sean McVay. So I like the talent. I think he threw way too many interceptions. I mean, I like his athleticism. It's nothing tremendous or I would say special. I don't like that he tries to jump over people. And I think the tough guy role is great in college for quarterbacks, but it doesn't last. It's not going to happen on Sundays. Guys will kill you. You're not going to – quarterbacks are not running over people. So it's really hard for me to get really hype on those things because I know it doesn't work on Sundays. And I know we'll have other analysts talk about it and really blow it up and say, oh, this is great. I'm like, he does it on Sundays. He's not going to make it. And anybody that's successful just being a runner is not going to make it. So I want his highlights to be throwing the football. He did a great job of doing that to Wandale Robinson last year. But he also has to be more accurate, be able to take care of the football at a much, much higher rate. If I'm talking about taking this guy in the top 10.
Obviously, with the expanding conference, we're about to address scheduling down at spring meetings. We got to change all of that in the SEC and around college football when Texas and Oklahoma comes in. Put your Alabama hat back on. Take your SEC Network ESPN hat off. If you don't play Tennessee and LSU every year just because of the expanding conference, does that bother you or doesn't bother you as an Alabama alum?
It doesn't bother me about LSU. LSU was never really a rivalry until Nick Saban showed up on Alabama's campus. So I think if anything, you keep one on the other side. If you want to split it up some, I totally get it. You got to have Auburn. You got to have Tennessee. Pick one or the other and can let it go from there. I think LSU would much rather play Ole Miss or Arkansas on a year-to-year basis. So, which they have long history, storied rivalries. Nothing's going to be perfect. The thing about tradition, I continue to talk about this the more and more I'm getting back into the role and phase of talking about college football, is that the tradition of it, everybody wants to hold on to it. Tradition is one of the biggest setbacks of growth in life. And we're all watching this NCAA, this college football space change literally right in front of our eyes. It's changing. It's different than what it used to be. We got to be able to accept that. We got to be able to evolve the game and understand that some traditions may not last through the whole thing. But throughout life, just like life itself, history has told us that things traditionally get better as you continue to let them grow in life and expand in life. So we must kind of look at those things and can't get bogged down with the little things of, oh, man, what about this tradition? What about this game? Instead of just like letting the best players play, the best games will turn out. And eventually these teams will hopefully all meet up at some point in time as long as you continue to mix up the schedules. Doing it just like divisions in the NFL where you have 16 teams in the NFC conference or the AFC conference. And divisions, you break them up and each team's kind of play whoever they're going to play that year. And from there, we'll see who's the best of the best and see how they're going to do it and meet them in a championship game.
Great answer. Wow.
Is Marvin the Martian your favorite cartoon character? Or did you just like the shirt? It is a fantastic shirt.
Thank you. He's not at all. But this shirt actually is a really cool shirt because it glows in the dark. When I wear it in the nightclub, it's a whole vibe. It's a conversation starter. You guys should know me by now. I mean, it's kind of just who I am. Some things don't change. I mean, we don't have to talk about that, but just know.
He is Roman Harper at Harp41 on Twitter, Harp_41 on Instagram. See him on the SEC Network and ESPN as well. Thank you for the time, Roman. Have a great weekend.
Appreciate it, fellas. Y'all be good, man. And I'll talk later.
All right, buddy. Take care. Roman with us on the JohnstonRVCenter.com hotline.
And we always appreciate our friends at Odie's, who hosts us every Wednesday night for trivia down there, an opportunity to get out there and enjoy a great drink this afternoon with this beautiful weather. It's been fantastic all week.
Yeah, enjoy the patio, inside or outside, there at Odie's Tavern, a Birmingham institution, Crestline Village. You can get the ice cold beer buckets full of Bud Light. Watch the NBA playoffs, Stanley Cup playoffs. And enjoy the great food from Rodney Davis, the award-winning wings, delicious burgers, my personal favorite, the Diablo sandwich. Get in today. Go see Will Haver all weekend long, live music tonight and tomorrow night. It's Odie's Tavern, Crestline Village.
I appreciate all the comments in the chat room on our interview with Roman Harper there. I thought that was the best answer heard to date about tradition in college football and changing schedules, man. Just let them go. Let them go. If it's meant to be, they'll come back, man.
Well, keep in mind, Roman's defining play was in the Tennessee game. I mean, there's a Daniel Moore painting on that one.
Rocky stop, right?
Rocky stop. And, so you could understand if he had an emotional tie to the Alabama-Tennessee game. And he's right. Look, I went to Alabama and Auburn LSU games. I've been to both. Alabama-LSU didn't feel any bigger than Auburn LSU until Nick Saban got to Tuscaloosa. Oh, and it all changed.
New rivalries, yeah, can be created.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, stuff changes. Like 20 years ago, if I told you, yeah, we're going to lose Alabama LSU every year, no, nobody would have batted an eye at that.
That's right. That's right.
But once Saban got to Tuscaloosa and LSU was a national power, it took on a different feeling. There's no doubt.
One of the great traditions in baseball was opening day in Cincinnati.
I don't even think about that.
Yeah, and most people don't think about that anymore.
But if you tell me I've got to have LSU every year or I get to have LSU, Texas, and Oklahoma, two of them every year, I'd rather have two of Texas, LSU, and Oklahoma every year. And that's what I'm going to get as we divide this up. I will get two of those games every year. So I'm trading a great LSU matchup every year for either having LSU and Texas, LSU and Oklahoma, or Texas and Oklahoma on my schedule.
I think I would make that trade.
And when you trade that out, now I'm getting two for the price of one.
When you put it that way, it does make more sense. Yeah.
I get two for the price of one at that
point.
So I'm okay letting that go. And I'm okay letting Tennessee go, too. I mean, just, you know, whatever we need to do to rotate through this a little bit faster. And I know you're like, Jim, you always talk about Texas and Oklahoma. You don't talk about rotating in Vandy and Missouri. I know there's a downside, too, that you also play Vandy more. You also play Missouri more. You also play South Carolina more. But those good games roll around. You don't want Texas and Oklahoma to come into the league and just not play them ever. You know, you just don't want them.
I don't disagree.
You know, whether you're in Starkville or Tuscaloosa, you want to play them. You want to play these new teams. All right. Good to catch up with Roman there. We got trash coming up still, four downs still to come. And then in the 12 o'clock hour in our Michelson look ahead, Andy Kennedy joins us in studio. Jelly Walker's coming back. We'll talk to Andy about that. The rebirth of UAB basketball that he has, the revival that he has started. And LT has put together, if you followed us from our previous job, one of our favorite things, LT used to put a list together, off the beaten path questions for people like Greg Sankey. And I think the commissioner always looked forward to LT's list when he would join us.
He would do his own for us, Greg.
That's right. Yeah. So now Andy comes in and he'll sit in the hot seat. We've got an LT list for Andy Kennedy coming up later on. And it's Friday. That means we'll open up our Bud Lights and let Rockstar entertain us in the Enclave. All that's on our Michelson look ahead.
Hey, to find out if LASIK is right for you in 2022, make the call today. Make the call that I made decades ago, 969-8100. Ask for Amy. Make sure you tell her the Next Round sent you, and they're going to hook you up with a hassle-free consultation. You've got nothing to lose to find out if LASIK is right for you. If you're wasting money on contacts and solution each and every year, I did it personally for about a decade. Finally went in, got screened out. I now have 2015 vision, better than 2020. Make the call that I made, 969-8100. Dr. Mark Michelson, Dr. Jen Michelson. For more information, go online, MichelsonLaserVision.com.
Follow John Lunsford on Twitter at JLunts.
Spring is the best time to be on the golf course, and Jerry Pate's design at Timberline will not disappoint. The course is in fantastic condition, and if you don't have time for a round of golf, come use Timberline's TrackMan driving range. You can practice, play games, and play virtual golf all on the practice tee. Come enjoy your day on one of Alabama's top 10 courses you can play. It's Timberline Golf Club. Timberline is easy to get to just off I-65 at exit 228. Book tee times online at TimberlineGC.com. Tee it up at Timberline.
The new location of Walk-Ons is now open at Stadium Trace in Hoover near the Hoover Met. And just like the location off Highway 280, you get authentic mouth-watering Louisiana cuisine prepared fresh from scratch every day. Walk-Ons Happy Hour is 2 to 6 Monday through Friday. $5 moonshine swirls, $5 house pours, and half-price appetizers. Download the Walk-Ons mobile app for an easy take-home experience for the family. It's game day with a taste of Louisiana at Walk-Ons off Highway 281-19 and now at Stadium Trace near the Hoover Met.
Wayne's Pest Control has taken pest control to the next level. Ryan Brown here from the Next Round. Keep your home pest-free and rodent-free with Wayne's proprietary Smart System. Smart is a digital, eco-friendly rodent monitoring solution that tells Wayne's you have an unwanted mouse or rodent before you even know about it. Wayne's Smart Service professionals will proactively set up an appointment to take care of that problem, keeping your family and pets safe and healthy. And right now, get $60 off Smart Pest Service with the offer code TNR. Let Wayne's create your happy place. 866-WAYNES1 or call Wayne's.com.
Follow Next Round Live on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. The social media team at Next Round Live is dedicated to giving you daily news conferences and practice video from UAB, Alabama, Auburn, and around college football. Follow and compare to the sites you used to visit. You'll also get the latest highlights and news from the Next Round Daily Show. Turn on the notifications so you don't miss a thing. Next Round Live on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. See more at nextroundlive.com.
You seen what these kids are doing now?
What's that?
They're mixing raspberry and lemonade flavors in their drinks.
Like, raspberry lemonade?
Nah, not like the kind we had. Better. It's all charged up. Got that bold Mountain Dew in it now. They're calling it Mountain Dew Spark.
Yep.
Seems like it's all about the flavor now. The flavor and the refreshment.
Yep.
If you'd have told me 50 years ago that we'd see kids a-drinking charged-up raspberry lemonade-flavored Mountain Dew Spark and making videos, twerking their hind ends, well, sir, I just flat-out not believed you.
Yep.
It does taste mighty good, though, don't it?
Yep.
You know, this Mountain Dew Spark is giving me a great idea.
What's that?
Think I'm going to make a video twerking my hind end.
Well, I guess you gotta do you.
Get bold with the raspberry lemonade flavor of Mountain Dew Spark.
Hey guys, Scott Forrester here to tell you that Way to Wellness partners with each patient to develop a treatment plan tailored to their individual needs, focusing on weight loss and reducing the health risks associated with obesity. I've lost 22 pounds in just 8 weeks. I weigh less than I did back in college. Leslie and her team have taught me how to go about reaching my goals the right way and are there to answer questions and hold me accountable along the way. Join our challenge at nextroundlive.com or learn more about Way to Wellness at aplanforme.com.
Follow Next Round Live on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. The social media team at Next Round Live is dedicated to giving you daily news conferences and practice video from UAB, Alabama, Auburn, and around college football. Follow and compare to the sites you used to visit. You'll also get the latest highlights and news from the Next Round Daily Show. Turn on the notifications so you don't miss a thing. Follow Next Round Live on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. See more at nextroundlive.com.
The Next Round store is live and loaded. Check out the latest logo t-shirts and hoodies. Get your favorite team colors, the Next Round flag shirt, or grab the popular Y'all Can Have the Rest t-shirts. Go to nextround.store. That's nextround.store.
Start your day online at nextroundlive.com. Get all the latest videos, podcasts, and college football stories. And it's also a great way to stream the show or shop in the Next Round store. Stay connected by visiting nextroundlive.com.
This hour of the show always brought to you by our friends at Champy's, world-famous fried chicken, Highway 119 in Alabaster, champyschicken.com. Sterling and his crew down there. Boy, it's been a while since we've tasted those tamales. I got to get by there, those Mississippi Delta tamales. It's Highway 119 in Alabaster. If you're driving down to the coast right now, or any time this spring and summer, it's the Alabaster exit, just right off or right off the exit and then right back to the left on 119 right there, champyschicken.com. Mississippi Delta recipe, tamale, best I've ever tasted, chicken on a stick, other great fried chicken place, chicken sandwiches, po' boys, and everything you want. Your home for Blues, Brews, and Bird, champyschicken.com. Sonny DeShera from Hoover at Auburn, has hit a home run in three straight games. They play Alabama tonight, Alabama and Auburn at Plainsman Park. But more impressive for Sonny DeShera right now, he has now hit safely, reached base safely in 47 straight games. All 45 games this year, 47 straight dating back to last year, the longest current streak in college baseball.
That's impressive. We brought up Robin Ventura.
Was that the record?
Ventura's got the record for hits consecutive.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was 65 games.
Maybe something. Not reaching bases. So, yeah, so 65 is probably at least the record.
So reaching base consecutive, 47 straight games. He'll try to continue that this weekend. And we talk about Alabama-Tennessee and that rivalry in football, just by regions of the state, how big it is in North Alabama. Upcoming Major League Baseball mock draft first rounders. Alabama left-handed pitcher Connor Prelip is a first-round mock guy. but so too is Tennessee's Jordan Beck. He's an outfielder. Beck is at Tennessee. He's from Hazel Green, North Alabama, little Tennessee
country. Lost one up there. Huh?
Yeah, yeah. So a couple of first-round prospects there with Alabama ties for the upcoming draft in Major League Baseball. Part of our show, speaking of baseball and college baseball, Auburn and Samford coming up. Is it Tuesday night at the Met?
It is the 17th, Jimmy D. Tuesday night there at the Met. It is part of the Spring Swing where you will be able to see Samford take on the Auburn Tigers. 6 o'clock, first pitch. Gates open at 5, and tickets are just $15. Here's the website where you can get the tickets. reserve.imclutch.com/Samford Swing. Rockstar, it is reserve. Say it after me. Reserve.
Reserve. Reserve.
Dot I'm clutch.
Dot I'm clutch.
Dot I'm clutch.
Dot com.
Dot com.
Dot com.
Slash Samford Swing.
Slash Samford Swing.
Slash
Samford Swing.
Dunaway could have got it right.
Swing. Yeah. It's a tongue twister.
Do better than Dunaway. Reserve.imclutch.com/Samford Swing for tickets.
Yeah. Just go out to the Hoover Met. Should be a blast next Tuesday night for that. All right. Trash time. Every day at this time here on the show, whether you're watching or listening to us, Rockstar hits a button and then LT tells us some of the wacky stuff going on in the world. Rocky, do it, man.
Oh, you're making fun of me, Rockstar. That's what happens when you make fun of me. That's called reaping what you sow.
It Rockstar. Is Friday the 13th, Rockstar.
It is frozen.
What, the whole computer's frozen?
Yeah.
Wow.
Has that ever happened to you up here?
No.
I'll do the read
that
here.
That is so weird.
A computer problem?
I duct taped to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Is he excited as I am?
No, I was going to do it.
It ain't good.
Apparently
you
not.
You boys excited about the USFL?
What's Cord think drink good? That titty milk drink good? Hey, when it comes to home equity, bigger is always better. Our friends at Mortgage Right, they've got a program that will help you gain more home equity while paying less out of your pocket. With Mortgage Right's Wealth Builder program, you can build equity faster than you would with other mortgage programs, and you don't even need a down payment. Apply your cash towards a lower interest rate or shorter loan term instead. Save bigger and better than you can with most other mortgage options. Go big and go home. Visit MortgageRight.com/TNR today.
We got a left one. We got a right one. They all drink good.
Just play it off.
So I can't ask you to pull something, can I?
We're back. On this computer, I can try. What?
So I came across this. So a
murder.
It's a shark, a snake.
A woman accused of driving under the influence performed multiple ballet and Irish folk dance moves during her roadside field sobriety test.
I saw that on the Smoking Gun. I don't think they have video of it.
Oh.
I don't think they have like the
How
actual,
are you not rolling
They
under?
Have her mugshot, but I don't think they have
I want to see
the video.
Irish folk dance moves. Deputies say Amy Harrington, 38, rear-ended another vehicle approximately 1 mile from her home on April 27th. When deputies arrived, they noticed Harrington as showing several signs of impairment, including bloodshot, watery, glassy eyes, as well as the dilated pupils. When deputies asked Harrington to walk the line, she struggled to follow instructions and was unsteady on her feet, almost falling. Harrington also danced during the field sobriety test, doing multiple ballet and Irish folk dance moves. They did arrest her.
She
was charged
really?
With driving under the influence.
Yes. Pretty obvious at that point, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes they just make it easy on you, Lance, if you're the cops.
So East Tennesseans were surprised to see a mystery flying object flying high above Wednesday night. The object appeared to be a circle of lights, caused several viewers to call into WVLT's newsroom asking what it might be. Now, Nate Nelson of Nate Nelson Photography, fittingly, managed to capture the object on camera.
Are you the Nate Nelson of Nate Nelson Photography?
Well, I am, sir.
I am. You got the big tree in your logo.
This object's not going to be as big as the moon, though, I'll tell you that.
It is a water droplet, it looks like.
What is that?
Yeah, what do they think it is?
It's a jellyfish in the sky is what it is.
Nate Nelson of Nate Nelson Photography just had something on his lens, is what
Rockstar,
I think.
What if you zoom in and we find out what it is?
Now, according to FlightAware,
a prophylactic
company that tracks domestic and international flights, the object was an Alphabet Loon balloon. Now, okay. Alphabet is the parent company of Google. Loon LLC, another company headed by Alphabet, ran the balloons as part of a project aimed at increasing internet access. Now, Loon LLC, however, shut down in early 2021, according to the BBC. WVLT News reached out to a rep from Alphabet. They said the object was not a loon balloon. They said it actually went down in early 2021, and they have not flown any of the balloons since.
Yeah.
This time it is not known who owns the balloons that were used in the Loon project, and we really don't know what the hell that is.
That's what they want us to think, LT. Yeah. That's what they're doing to watch us.
I don't like Nate Nelson's logo.
You don't like Nate Nelson and Nate Nelson Photography's logo?
Looks to be a black and white rainbow over a tree.
Yeah, a Joshua tree of sorts. Yeah.
Do you have, now that we're on the solar system, do you have the meteor story?
Is that in Trash Rockstar? I don't.
No. Did you guys see it, that there's a meteor screaming towards the planet that they say is going to make what NASA defines as a close pass?
A meteor or asteroid? It's an asteroid, isn't it?
Jim, if you'll give me 2 seconds, have you seen the story?
Is it a comet?
Meteors don't scare me. Comets a little bit.
It is an asteroid. Sorry, Jim.
It's an asteroid. Okay.
Yeah,
it
scares me.
It is bigger than the Empire State Building. Does that get your attention?
Yeah, that would probably destroy a continent or two.
NASA says it's going to be a close pass, defined as how many miles for you would be a close pass?
I think 32.
By NASA's terms, yes. I think that's within 2,000, but it's 1,000.
Buzzing the tower.
1,700
miles. 1,700
miles
for Dunaway, 32 miles for Rockstar.
Oh, I would say it would be 158,000 miles.
3.5 million.
Yeah.
That's a close pass, according to NASA.
So that's
3.5 million away.
I mean, to me, I guess extremely close is going to be somewhere between here and the moon, right?
I guess. I mean, that's 200,000 miles.
I truly believe all things come to an end, so this planet will one day go down.
Oh, it is, yeah.
I don't know if it will be an asteroid.
It may not be.
Of course. Everybody on this set, you're going to be one that says, I think the world will end someday.
It will.
Well, it's going to end.
Yeah,
someday.
I mean, it's inevitable.
100%.
There's way too many things going on.
Stake bet, will the show still be going on then?
I don't know. I think it was.
I don't know if you've looked at our world, but there's a chance, yes.
I think it was Einstein that predicted it was going to be 2060.
Was it?
Isaac Newton, 2060 is when he said it was going to be.
Look that up, Lance. Yeah. I've never heard that. So Isaac Newton said the world's going to end in 2060.
I would almost go stake bet on that in 2060.
Jim, do you want to bet him?
Anyway, what I was going to bring up, if we had one of these asteroids the size of the Empire State Building dead on course, they would not let us know.
They would not let us know.
Nope.
You're exactly, because it'd be too much.
Too much panic.
Too much panic.
Yeah. In 1706, Sir Isaac Newton predicted the world would end in 2060.
2060.
Based on his prophetic algorithms and calculations. See, it's all algorithms. I'm trying to tell you.
He's just like that Instagram thing.
He was pretty smart. He was smarter than the Mayans. They're not around anymore. Well, he died old age.
They're calendar Isaac, right now.
Yeah.
Just saying. He does not get a victory lap if he gets this one right, though, by the way.
Yeah, I'm going to say he's wrong.
2060.
Dead wrong.
I wouldn't be surprised. I think that's about the time.
Just think, we're only about 4 summers away from announcing an Alabama opponent for 2060.
That's a good point.
The way we schedule out in advance, pretty soon we'll be getting, you know, Pitt's going to renew their rivalry with Penn State in 2060.
In the Sir Isaac Newton Classic.
I don't even know if I'm pronouncing this right. I'm not familiar with Balenciaga. It's the luxury fashion house. They've unveiled a new campaign promoting a series of roughed up sneakers with an eye-watering price tag.
Well, it looks like they stink.
Yeah, I agree.
That pair of shoes, $1,850.
I think it's a good deal because they're already worn in.
I mean, you can legit make those.
They look like they smell.
They really do, Jim.
It looks like we dug those up at the bottom of Buck Creek, took the rotting legs out of them.
Yeah, I got you.
And sold them on eBay.
Yeah, no, we're going to keep the body for inspection. Hey, do you remember on Fletch Lives when he's in the swamp and his shoes are degrading the next day? That's what those look like.
They look pretty bright. They got the logo on them.
No, they do look like something you would find in a swamp.
Yeah.
Yep.
We've got an Indian couple has sued their son. Do you want to guess why they sued their son?
No, is this India the Nation or a Native American?
This is India the Nation.
All right. Okay, I'm going to say that they paid for him to go to college in America. He's now a multi-million-dollar doctor here in the States, and they want their money back.
Ooh, Jim, that is a really good guess. So the parents have sued the son?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Jim. I think he's nailed this one.
Sued the son, demanding that he and his wife produce a child within a year.
Well, you were close.
Or pay them compensation of $646,000.
Wow. That's a good number.
Sanjeev and Sadahana Prasad filed a petition at a court in the northern state of... I don't even know.
Don't even try.
I know you don't want to get on Sadahana's bad side.
No. Quote, my son has been married for 6 years. They're still not planning on having a baby. At least if we have a grandchild to spend time with, our pain will become bearable. the couple said in a petition.
A bearable pain.
At least.
Yeah.
Now, the compensation would include the cost of a wedding reception in a five-star hotel, a luxury car worth $80,000, as well as the cost of paying for the couple's honeymoon in Thailand. Boy, the reception and the honeymoon must have been expensive. That's another $600,000, roughly.
And I'm sure, you know, it's going to be a great relationship with grandparents and parents of the child after this.
No, you're reading it totally wrong.
I mean, would you want to take your kid over, like, if Nancy's parents said, if y'all don't have this baby, we're suing you. Yeah.
And then, like, the lawsuit, like, Dad, what brought me here? Your grandparents.
That's right.
We didn't want you.
Yep.
Cut away to a rock star sitting on the side of the bed. I'm told it happens to everyone. Yeah. But the pressure your parents are putting on me to produce right now is just too much.
Do they have to be in the room? So uncomfortable. Giving me pointers.
So we know that housing has gotten expensive. So expensive, a Seattle couple has lived aboard cruise ships for the past year, determining it's actually cheaper than a mortgage.
Yeah, I've heard of this in retirement. A lot of people retire, and instead of going in a retirement home, they sell their house and they just do cruise around the world for a year. I've read an article about this.
Angeline and Richard Burke, both in their 50s, have always dreamed of retiring to a life of travel. According to 7 News in Australia, now the couple's been going on a cruise around the world at least once, sometimes twice each year, but it was early 2021 that Angeline, an accountant, crunched the numbers and found something unexpected. The pair could retire now and live aboard a cruise ship for as little as $43 a day.
Wow. It is a deal.
Now, using their savings and the anticipated sale of their Seattle home, the Burks found a way to make life possible by hopping from cruise ship to cruise ship. She went on to say, we've been frugal all of our lives to save and invest in order to achieve our goal. We are not into materialistic things, but experiences. And there they go. I'll tell you, everybody's trying to get out of Seattle. We had that conversation with somebody last week.
We'll stay on a boat for a year.
But, I mean, the power's paid for. Your limited television you get's paid for
food.
In the room.
Well, limited food.
A lot of the food is free.
Let me ask you this, though.
I just wasn't a fan. I've been on 2 cruises.
Yeah. I've never been on one, but I've heard the biggest waste of money on a cruise is buying, like, a room that's got the balcony because you're never in the room.
Yeah.
You don't use the balcony. I've heard. I don't know if that's the case.
I was in the Jack Dawson.
Oh, were you? You were the old couple in the bed together on hands?
Yeah, I was underneath.
Yeah.
In my first cruise, which was on the lower end, I won't use the name brand, but it was the lower end of the cruise lines.
Uh-huh.
I was at the water's edge.
Like, we were on Mike's cruises.
Depending on how the tide was, you could see it in the window.
You had a portal.
On Disney cruise, I was below sea level because we had a fake portal hole.
Was it like a screen just in there?
It was a television screen.
It had Nemo?
It would have Nemo swimming by and bubbles, and then occasionally it'd be Disney characters, and it would go back to the sea when Nemo swimming by.
Yeah. See, on a typical Carnival cruise, about every third person is hammered, just bouncing off walls. Do you see that on the Disney cruise?
I mean, my favorite part, though, is like you can be lounging with a drink, and then all of a sudden here comes a... you know, Donald Duck's walking by. They've got all the characters walking by. There goes Donald Duck. Or you walk out in your poolside and, you know, with one of the waiters, here comes Goofy, right beside a waiter delivering your drink. And there's Goofy. And you're, like, taking your frozen pina colada.
Can't believe she overcharged me.
And Goofy wants to pose for a picture. So you're just like,
hey, Goofy.
What is the most interesting place you've heard somebody propose to their girlfriend?
I've heard of it happening.
Yeah.
I didn't have to see it myself.
Her wedding.
I've heard of that story, like at somebody else's wedding, which seems extremely selfish.
Oh, that is.
Anybody object to it? I do.
Yeah.
Kate, marry me. That would be weird.
It seems like there's probably an original one, Lance, but I can't think of it offhand.
We have video of this? A pastor in South Africa decided the funeral of his girlfriend's dad would be the perfect place to propose.
Wow. Listen, baby, I know this is one of the worst days of your life, but I want to change this memory for you right now.
Wow. She looks a little perturbed.
Yeah, she does not look thrilled.
She looks scared.
Yeah.
She's looking, you do not want to do this today, do you?
He popped the question as his bride-to-be dabbed away tears. Now, the proposal was interrupted at points by high-pitched feedback from the microphone in the pastor's hand.
So awkward.
During his speech, he reportedly thanked God for being in his girlfriend's life during, quote, such a difficult time. The woman's father's coffin can be seen in the background of the clip. A member of the congregation appears to cry out in shock at one point after realizing what is going on, but the pastor's bold choice of location seemed to pay off as the footage ends with him slipping a ring on that terrified, petrified girl's finger.
And then the choir's like, put a ring on it, start singing that in the back.
At a funeral?
It looks like our man Ken West a little bit.
Okay, I can see that.
But very T.D. Jakes with a napkin in his hand there, yep, the handkerchief in the hand. He's wiping around.
Oh, I know. I have a really bad habit of, in awkward situations.
A little quieter, choir. A little quieter here.
In awkward situations, I just look down like that. Oh. That entire situation, I could not look at.
I may have gotten an early start on beating the crowd out.
I would have backpedaled and then run.
That's trash?
That's it, man.
Oh, this is so good. I wanted more. That is Trash, brought to you today by our friends at Mortgage Right.
Hey, everyone wants to be someone's first choice, and Mortgage Right can help you be number one in the eyes of home sellers across the nation by getting you pre-approved faster than other home buyers. Getting pre-approved in today's competitive market, it is a game changer, and Mortgage Right is the perfect lender to help you land your dream home. With their upfront underwriting program, you can understand your budget, minimize home buying setbacks, and shop with certainty when you have an underwriter stamp of approval backing you. Be better than the competition. Visit MortgageRight.com/TNR today. NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender.
When we come back, we'll pick some week one upsets in the NFL in our four downs. That's what we'll do in our four downs. Week one upsets with the NFL schedules out. Andy Kennedy at the top of the hour. A little over 45 minutes from now, Rockstar in the Enclave Lounge. All still to come on a Friday on the Next Round.
Follow the Next Round on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Next Round Live.
If renting is putting a dent in your bank account, here's your sign from the universe that it's time to buy a new home. And who better to help you through the ins and outs of home buying than our friends at Mortgage Right? With Mortgage Right, you don't have to worry about becoming a short-notice mortgage expert because they do all the heavy lifting for you. They're trusted mortgage professionals, and they'll help you choose the right mortgage option and stand by your side every step of the way. Visit MortgageRight.com/TNR to buy before renting runs you dry. That's MortgageRight.com/TNR. NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender.
Double the fun and more ways to win at Victoryland Casino and Birmingham Racecourse Casino. Come play thousands of your favorite games featuring fun bonuses and big jackpots. The Trucks and Bucks giveaway is going on right now. We're giving away two Chevy Z71 trucks and $50,000. The more you visit, the more chances you have to win. Drawings May 13th and 14th. Come win at Victoryland Casino and Birmingham Racecourse Casino. Must be 21 or older. Must be present to win.
Banking isn't just about your money. It's about you. It's about getting help with what you need when you need it. AmFirst was founded for members just like you, and they've been putting those members first since 1936. Putting you first means services that grow and change with the times to serve you better. Now, every bank has their own app, but that's just it. It's theirs, not yours. The AmFirst app was made for you, so it's easy to pay bills, deposit checks, or transfer money to friends and family from anywhere. You can even customize the app, which means you can personalize your dashboard, create usage alerts, and redeem points for rewards that will make you feel like the number one priority you are. And you can do it all on your own time. So what are you waiting for? Get the app made for you from AmFirst. Visit any AmFirst location or amfirst.org today. That's amfirst.org. America's first federal credit union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Major League Baseball, the NBA, when the time is right, we may do a little Canadian football too. There's always some action for you at lanceslog.com, where we have my top picks for you in every league every single day. All it takes, $3 a day. $90 monthly subscriptions get you everything. No confusing packages or any shadiness. It's all simple and 100% transparent. Try it out and win with me. Go to lanceslog.com. There's a free play every single day. Again, online, all your winners every day. Go to lanceslog.com.
Did you tweak your shoulder pulling down the attic ladder? Feel a pop in your elbow working out? Or feeling pain in your knees getting up from the couch at halftime? Precision Sports Medicine and Orthopedics has 9 locations in the Birmingham metro area, affiliated with Brookwood Baptist Health, to get your life back on track. Your health can't wait. Call Precision Sports Medicine and Orthopedics at 855-219-6200 or visit precisionsportsortho.com.
The Next Round is proud to partner with Vulcan Tire and Auto, and we're excited to announce their first-class team and facilities are growing. If you are an experienced general maintenance technician looking for a new opportunity with a great growing company, go by Vulcan Tire. They want to talk to you. Not experienced, but interested in working on cars? Again, go by Vulcan Tire. They have a spot for anyone that has a can-do attitude, wants to work, and enjoys helping people. Four locations and more to come. Vulcan Tire and Automotive, Moody, Trustful, Hoover, and Gardendale, VulcanTireAndAuto.com.
Hey, there's nothing worse than waking up to a plumbing problem. Don't get caught in a flooded house. Call the guys at Hemp Hill Services. Adam, Chad, and the team at Hemp Hill are the only ones I trust to fix it and fix it right the first time. Hemp Hill Services does it right and always at a fair price. For all of your plumbing, cooling, and heating needs, trust the name that Birmingham has trusted since 1954. That is Hemp Hill Services. Call now, 205-229-2090. That's 205-229-2090.
Witness history at the closing ceremonies of the World Games with an all-star celebration featuring Alabama's favorite son, Lionel Richie, performing at home for the first time in decades. Joined by Alabama, Jimmy Johnson, Bo Bice, Taylor Hicks, Blind Boys of Alabama, Pastor Mike Jr., Reuben Studdard, Young Blue, Martha Reeves, and Worth the Wait. An epic celebration. The closing ceremonies of the World Games at Protective Stadium July 17th. Tickets are limited and going fast. Get yours now at TWT2022.com.
Hey, we continue on the next round.
You get Dunaway mid-bite there?
Dunaway just took a bite, not knowing we were coming back from break.
Not professional.
Way to wellness.
Yeah, don't talk to him about football.
Which one did you have? The caramel crunch?
That's the best one.
I doubled up on it yesterday. I bought two boxes of caramel crunch.
Caramel brownie.
Okay. I don't know that I've had caramel brownie. Is it good?
Caramel nut.
Yeah.
I just had the peanut bar. It's got the kind of the Rice Krispie with the peanut on top.
Before we do four downs coming up here, Rockstar, if you want to get ready for that one, I want to remind everyone, don't do that.
So
please.
Good.
Don't lick your fingers.
So good.
If you have a firearm, maybe a hunting rifle or shotgun you do not use anymore, Nichols Outfitters might be interested in purchasing it from you. Perhaps you upgraded your hunting firearms a few years ago and you still got the old one. Nichols Outfitters may pay you for your old firearm. Drop by and see what you can get for that firearm at Nichols Outfitters. I-65, exit 242 in Pelham.
I'll be honest, a little out of routine on Fridays. I have to eat my Way to Wellness number 2 bar at this commercial break instead of the top of the hour because we have beer at the top of the hour, and it doesn't go well with brownie. Brownie and beer don't mix as well.
I disagree. I think chocolate and beer, depending on the kind of beer you've got.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now, dark chocolate raisins, those go well with wine.
And I was out last night. Woo, but you know what I had? Star.
What?
I had the dark chocolate peanut M&Ms. So I had those last night.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So we'll be popping the keg at the top of the hour here when Andy Kennedy joins us. But right now it is time for Four Downs, brought to you by our friends at Vulcan Tires.
Yes, Vulcan Tire and Automotive, four great locations. Soon to be a fifth location for you. It's going to be in Pell City. We'll give you more information on that when we get it. But take the car in, get a look at the brake pads, wheel alignment, tires, and more. They can do a bumper to bumper for you and your family. For more information, VulcanTireAndAuto.com.
First down.
So I'm just going to give you the point spread for an opening weekend game in the NFL, and you make the pick for me and tell me who should be on upset alert. One of them is the world champions, the Rams, in the first game. They're 1-point favorites against Buffalo. How would you bet that game right now, and should the Rams be on upset alert?
They should be on upset alert. I don't consider it an upset because I do believe Buffalo will finally break through. And this could be a rematch, though. We could see a rematch in a Super Bowl.
So the first game of the year and the last game of the year could be Bills-Rams.
It really could be. I think that, the NFC, to me, has only got three or four real contenders. The AFC is much deeper, but I think Buffalo leads the pack. I could easily see the Rams drop this.
I don't have the numbers to back it up, but it feels like this normally goes against the home team raising the banner. But now your Bucks beat the Cowboys, right?
Yeah, lucky. Yeah. But so distracting. So much
going
on.
It's what it feels
on.
Like. Yeah, now I may look at the numbers. They're like, no. The defending champion wins this 75% of the time. I don't know. This feels like a setup for Buffalo, who's a really, really good team. You guys are celebrating the win, raising the banner. There's just so much going on, and Buffalo beat you.
Say, we played in Buffalo 2 years ago,
yeah.
And down 28, came back, and had taken the lead.
Well, I remember that game. Yeah.
And Darius Williams,
yep.
who's no longer a
pass
Ram.
Interference.
The pass interference on fourth down, it was a terrible call. We had Brock Heward on, who was actually doing color for the game the week after, and he agreed it was a terrible call. They would have beaten Buffalo in Buffalo 2 years ago with Jared Goff. But anyway, with all that said, I do think Buffalo is just a little bit better than the Rams.
So that'll be interesting in week one. You agree with that?
Yeah, I'd take Buffalo. Yep. Yeah,
I would take the Rams in that one.
Second down.
Green Bay -2 at Minnesota. Green Bay's lost so many, I think there are a lot of people that would, you know, take a flyer on the Vikings to win the division this year. Should Green Bay be on upset alert?
Yes,
here?
Yes. Minnesota beat them last year. Kirk Cousins is just good enough to throw up those big games. When you look at Justin Jefferson, Adam Thielen, Dalvin Cook, you have so much skill in Minnesota. And Kevin O'Connell is going to put his touches on it, another Sean McVay guy, in year one. I think Minnesota could be one of these surprise teams this year. I think they beat Green Bay week one. Green Bay just doesn't have a lot of skill around Aaron Rodgers right now.
Yeah, I think I would agree. That one feels easy, which probably means it is not easy at all, but it feels easy because of what Lance just said. There's just, who is Aaron Rodgers going to be throwing to in this game?
So yeah. I like Minnesota.
Yeah,
I
think Christian Watson can end up being good, a rookie.
Yeah.
But
that's his first
take a
game.
Bit of time.
Yeah.
I like the home team as well. I like Minnesota in this one. I like Holmes the first two games, Rams and Vikings. Let's do third down.
Third down.
Chiefs -3 at Arizona. And we know what Kyler Murray and the problems he's had this offseason. We also know that KC's lost to Tyreek Hill, but they're trying to replace him with some good draft picks. Kansas City, upset alert or not?
I think Kansas City wins this game, and I'll tell you why. Like Tyreek Hill, it's going to be hard or almost impossible for them to replace. They still have an elite quarterback in Pat Mahomes. Kyler Murray's not there. He has elite games, but it's inconsistency. And by the way, their offense is much different without DeAndre Hopkins in that offense, and he's going to miss the first six games.
Yeah, may get that reduced a little bit, but he won't be there for the first game.
No,
I like get that down to four. I agree.
I'll take Kansas City.
I like the Chiefs.
Yeah,
here.
I like
first
Kansas
road.
City there.
Let's do fourth down. Tampa Bay -2 versus Dallas, and I'll say it up front here. I like Dallas in this game. I mean, the Buccaneers, LT, what were they, 21 free agents at one point, one retiree and 20 free agents basically, and they pieced this back together. Everybody was out the door. You're telling me they're going to get back together, have the chemistry, and be ready to go week one against the Cowboys and Dak Prescott? I say no, take the Cowboys.
Well, my lasting impression of your team was the offensive line wasn't very good, and the back end of that secondary was terrible. I think Dak Prescott can have a massive night here.
I agree.
Tampa still gets inflated because of the Tom Brady factor. I think you're getting value here. To me, I would list this game as Dallas -2.
Yeah, Dallas -2.
Isn't it weird? This is back-to-back years you've opened with Dallas and not even in the same division. It's just weird to do that back-to-back years, and I think I would take Dallas at home in this one.
Built for TV, this National Football League, Brownie. Brady versus the popular Cowboys.
Yeah.
That draws some eyeballs.
On a Sunday nighter, you think people will watch that?
Yep. They'll get some eyeballs for that one.
Yeah.
And it's big for Tirico and them to get a good ratings game right out of the gate.
Yeah.
They get the Bills and the they get that game too, right? Bills and the Rams, and then they back it up with the Bucks and the Cowboys.
Yeah.
I do appreciate the fact that we don't do mornings anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I still like to go to bed early during the week. Weekends, I'll stay up really late. But I can make it now for these primetime games.
The Sunday night football, Monday night football doesn't bother you now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, your start, man. At Cowboys, at Saints, host Packers, host Chiefs.
No, it's brutal.
I know we talked about it in the first segment, but man, looking at it again, I'm just like, that is
crazy.
You
downplayed it in the first segment compared to your Dolphins.
But my Dolphins stretch is tougher, but that's a tough start to the season.
It is. Possible 0-4 out of the gate, as LT said. That's four downs brought to you by Vulcan Tires.
Again, locally owned and operated, great guys. Four locations right now, a fifth location coming soon to Pell City. Take your vehicle by any of those locations. Get a look at the brake pads, wheel alignment, tires, and more. Go online for more information, VulcanTireAndAuto.com.
All those lines courtesy of our friends at MyBookie. MyBookie, and we'll throw some lines up on the bottom of our screen here. As we do that every day for my friends at MyBookie. But tell us how, if we want to jump in and go ahead and start betting some football, some baseball, some NBA playoffs, how we can do that with our friends at MyBookie.
Yeah, 162 games of baseball can feel like a grind. MyBookie.ag takes care of that. They give you more opportunities to win. Getting started is simple. To deposit $300. Play with $200 instantly using promo code NEXTROUND when you go to mybookie.ag and get that deposit bonus right now. Sign up today, mybookie.ag. Use that promo code NEXTROUND. Get your first deposit bonus up to $1,000. Whatever you put in, MyBookie meets you halfway, all the way up to $1,000. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere. MyBookie.ag. Use the code NEXTROUND to get started. MyBookie.ag with the code NEXTROUND.
NEXTROUND gets you started. Mark says the Rams will not make the playoffs. You disagree with that, obviously.
I disagree with it because, again, I don't think the NFC's got a ton of elite teams. Again, it's a brutal schedule, and right. I could see the Rams. I could see them go 10-7.
History tells you 50% fall out. Yeah, right. That's been the historical number.
But Sean McVay, you know, this is a guy that's averaging 11 wins. He's only missed the playoffs one time in 5 years. This is still probably his best roster. It'd be hard to believe Matt Stafford, with the weapons around him, would miss.
Our Bud Light Hour is next. It includes Andy Kennedy in studio and Rockstar in the lounge. Stay with us.
Take the next round anywhere you go with official Next Round gear. Buy yours today at nextround.store.